basically, one of the things that I wanted to bring to you all is something that I actually had to create for my doctrine. So I've always believed in it, and in having, you know, found a founder of transformation, it was one of our basics. But we tend to get away from those things that we know what really works because we get excited about this or we get excited about that or something else comes up. And I want to just bring us back to ground one, if you don't mind, and I hope it doesn't bore you. But I'm amazed at the people when they come up to see me and they say, do you know, I just got cancer. You know, it's like, no, honey, you didn't just get it, you know. And so I always believe that we create our own destiny in many ways. Now, that's pretty radical saying when we know that babies come into this world and they have disease. But most of the time, if our disease comes on as we're an adult, we've had something to do with that creation of that disease. And you know, you can say, well, that's what she thinks. But I had a traveling cancer for many years, back before I was 35 years old. So I have been free of cancer now for, over 40 years now. And so I know how to get it, and I know what I had to do to get rid of it. And is it ever too late? You know, I'm not one to say. I think, you know, only God knows what that is. But as I stand here before you, I can say, even with my husband in the hospital going through what he's going through, is yes, Ken created his own problem. You know, he really liked that food, and he really liked to, you know, he liked things that stimulated his body. You know, now he wasn't a drinker, but he had been. He wasn't a smoker, but he had been, you know. And it was all pre-Dicky, you know, BD. But I do know you know, we play a big part in our own healing, you know. And so I want to take us just down that road a little bit. I was trying to think of how to explain to people about nutrition, and I came up, you know, with the different types. And we always had fun doing that. But this can be interesting as well, because if, as practitioners, when people come to see you, if you could determine, and if you buy into this, and you could determine, oh, they're in stage whatever, then when we say to you, they need more digestive enzymes than the average bear, then it makes sense. So we have now children with adult diseases. How is that possible? It's because, you know, we're not breastfeeding our babies long enough. We're not, or we're not healthy when we're carrying that child. You know, and I won't go into the beginnings of life because I get real excited about that. You may not. However, we do have someone that's about ready to pop. So so it brings it into, you know, into our realm. But I need to tell you that when you think about these different stages, it can give you tools. Like, for instance, you could tell your patient about how long it may take before they get well. You say, well, that's pretty interesting. Well, that's why we said, you know, for leaky gut, for most people, we can do it in 63 days. Because I've been doing that. We've been doing that ever since 1991. So the thing is that the only time it gets longer, or it may take longer, is what Suzanne suggested, the stress in their life. But what comes first, the chicken or the egg? You know, is it the digestive tract? Because when I first started and I told people, you know, death begins in the colon, that was really interesting, Dr. Walker's thing. Or I would say, all disease starts in the digestive tract. They say, well, that's not possible. But what does science say now? Yeah. So, you know, I was just before my time, of course. And I would make statements just to shake people up because I like to do that. And then sometimes they'll think, you know, and challenge me. And I like challenges. I go home and cry afterwards, but I behave myself. But that's been the story of my life. So let's talk about this. What happens, you know, what happens when we first start to get out of balance? Well, very simple. I have to learn how to run this thing again. Susie, so the side ones go back and forward. And the pointers, this one? Okay. Well, I can do this. However, we may need help. Okay, so in my book, I talk about this. It's in there. It has its own chapter. Now you say, the healing power of enzyme, I've got it. Well, if you got it in the last year, or you know, 2016, then, see, I look good for my age, right? Well, you've got the new one. And what I did was I put a lot of testimonies and things in, and I went into greater detail, and I brought all the research up to date. And I'm not doing it anymore. You're going to have to go with that one. It's not something that I like to do and write. But I do like to take these things. So this whole thing, or I should say, has its own chapter. It's the seven stages. I think I called it a wellness because I didn't want to shake anybody up too much. So don't your patients usually think that, you know, they had this disease because they randomly got it? You know, they had nothing to do with it. And, you know, they don't know. They feel a victim. I know the first time they tell you have cancer, and some of you can relate to that, you know, you think, oh, why me? You know, and I was so young, I really did think that. I thought, why me? Because I was 27 when I had my first cancer, and then it managed to travel for 7 years. But, you know, it's like you're devastated. And I got some power by thinking, you know, I can't let them do the chemo and things with me. I won't live to take care of my child. And my child at that time wasn't thriving. So, oh my, what to do? And so I decided I'll just do for Colleen what I do for me, and maybe we'll both make it, you know. And so I actually did, and that's, of course, when I discovered all the things that we could do to help us become well. So I like for people to realize, and they will, if they can, realize that they are part of their healing process. They have to be part. In fact, they have to be in charge. And you're just the facilitator. You're just telling them what it is that they probably need to do. Now, stage one, you know, I was trying to think the other day, all the shuns, you know, I was thinking like inflammation. I was thinking devastation, all these different things. But this one is about kind of like not stressing like we think about it, but we're causing our body to rev up. What does that mean? We're doing stimulating things that maybe is going to mess with our metabolism, and this can be a problem. So it's really, this stage is 95% lifestyle. You know, so, well, some is genes, some is DNA. Yes, but some of the genes and DNA can be changed. Now we're finding out, right? So then we look at that and you go, well, this truly is all about our lifestyle. So when this begins to happen, you're going to find that your own metabolic digestive enzymes have a real problem working. Now, we don't all have the same amount of digestive enzymes. It's all based on what happened to us in the fetus in the 9th to 12th week. And then we don't get to have ovaries. So our metabolic digestive enzyme is going to be turned on by DNA, and it's going to be turned off by DNA. So this is kind of like the first stage where we start creating problems. And it's just very simple. You know, people overdrink. Now you say overdrink what? Anything but water. No. They're drinking sodas and pops and all the different things that they say, well, you don't have to have water. It hasn't. A lot of our MDs out there say you don't have to drink water because you're drinking liquid, so water doesn't have to be part of that. But all I have to say is, how do enzymes work? Our metabolic enzymes are those we take by mouth in the presence of water and the pH they're made to work with. So if you're drinking a cup of coffee, yes, it was made with water, but it's also going to have to be worked on in digestion because it has something added, does it not? So let's talk about that just a little bit. So these people, they're doing anything. You'll hear people say, I don't like water. I don't drink water. No, I don't drink water. And you go, okay. Well, water has an important part in the way of detoxification, of course. But what if you oversalt? Now, I know a lot of body types will just go up to food and start salting it. They haven't tasted it. They have no idea if they need it or not. They just begin to salt and pepper it because that's what they do. And it's just a habit. It's something they've always done. And so this is stage one, if you want to say. You're starting to create a problem for your digestive tract. So your signals aren't the same that they used to be. And you go, well, what are the signals? Well, the signals for your pancreas to make your metabolic enzymes. The signals for your body to start to become acid enough in the stomach to digest food. Those things. So you say, well, this is the beginning of malnutrition. Yes. Do you know we are one of the biggest countries with people of malnutrition? You go, but we're healthy. We have lots of food. We have a lot of fat people, and they have malnutrition. Come on. You know, it's amazing. And you go, well, how is that possible? I take vitamins. I take minerals. Well, when you take synthetic things, your metabolic enzymes and the supplemental enzymes that we deal with really don't go to work with them because the body only handles natural. That's a whole seminar in itself, and that's the real fun one because people get really irate. But I need to tell you that when you think about the fact that now we have GMOs, you know, back when I wrote this, we really didn't have that many GMOs. We didn't even know they were around at the time. And now our children have never had real food unless we give them organic food or we make the process of trying to fix everything at the home. Our weakened immune response begins happening because, after all, our digestive tract houses what our immune system, about 80% of our immune system, our energy starts to go down, so now they start taking energy drinks. Oh, that's a good one. And then, you know, constipation sets in. They go, well, I've been constipated ever since I can remember. Well, bless your heart, you know? And then you know they're not a water drinker. And then you know they have a problem digesting. And some people will say, I was constipated from the time I came out of mama. You know, and so I'm going to guess mama was probably as well. So you say, well, they're beyond stage one. I know. I just want to tell you, this is the first stage. So I say things like, you know, this is a stage where you really want to think about digestive enzymes, because if your metabolic enzymes aren't being produced on call, if you're unable to do what you need to, then having the supplemental is important. So this one, this is a stage that doesn't take too long to get out of. It really doesn't. If we start adding digestive enzymes, drinking some water, start a regular exercise program. You know, some people say, well, do you run? No. Do you walk? I try not to. Do you? I have a vibration machine. Have you seen those machines you stand on? And in 10 minutes, it's like you've done this whole thing. I love that. So that's what I use. And it also helps me maintain balance, you know, because when you get to be in your 70s, you kind of slosh around a little bit. And so that's what I do for circulation. But you have to do something. You have to do something. And then mentally appreciate what you have. What does that mean? Well, wake up and go through appreciation. You know, if you just wake up and you think, I got to do this, I got to do that, instead just say, you know, I'm so grateful for, and you can go through the appreciation. Even some things that doesn't feel right, but it's starting to come out okay. You know, they always say, God never gives us more than we can handle. God always gives us people in our lives so we can grow. And then, thank God, he takes them out of our life so we can grow some more. So we never know. Life is always changing, is it not? But to be grateful and just digest it in something you eat. That's simple. It's a possible 3 to 6 week program. And some people can do it faster. No, you've probably seen them just using DigestSyme. DigestSyme is one of our oldest enzymes, and it's going to be talking about the enzymes. But I find the more stressed people are internally, mentally, whatever, that DigestSyme sometimes meets the need because it's soothing. Well, this is a person that just needs to be soothed. You know, they just need to get out of this journey that they're creating that's going to take him into another step. So, they didn't change. They didn't drink their water. They didn't move their body. They didn't take their digestive enzymes. And so now they're in stage two. And so when you take a look at stage two, you're going to realize that it's a stage where things are slowing down. Slowing down. You know, the first stage, you've already got a little bit of constipation. But now things are really slowing down. This is kind of a stage, when I think of the first one, I think innervation, too much. And I think of this stage, detoxification. And you have to know when people can detox or not. You know, we were just mentioning her, she has a beautiful way of helping her patients detox. And because it's very gentle, and it's very relaxing, and they don't get sick, you know. And by the way, that's what protease does. It detoxes your body naturally without doing any kind of shaking you up. You know, when people say, I'm detoxing and I feel bad, I go, oh, I'm so sorry, I did that to you. And then they tell me, no, they actually wasn't taking it like they should. But I always like to apologize first, just in case. Because I try to tell people to take enough, and here's what, where it can help you guys. If you know that they're beyond stage one, you know they need the digestive enzymes there, you know they're going to need it even more here. Okay. So now we're going to have improper elimination of toxins. So they can start breaking out skin a little bit. They can have, you know, like I said, the constipation. I get people that say they don't go to the bathroom for 2 or 3 weeks. You know, they're just going to have to dirt my face if that happens to me, because I can't imagine how ugly I'd be. You know, just imagine trying to go through life, do what needs to, and be constipated at the same time. That doesn't even help you think well. So this just simply is a detoxification that needs to take happen. They're now stored in the tissues, the joints, and the organs. And you go, well, you know, how do you know that? Well, because they begin to have, what, inflammation. And that, by the way, is the next one. So your body's now intoxicated, it's sluggish, it's weakened, and we're now susceptible to crisis. Well, these people don't even come see you yet. These people think this is normal. They're not going to come in and see you unless they're very well educated or they're diseased. You know, it's funny how people are inches of what you have to say when they're diseased, but when they think they're well and they're fine. I have people who will say, I wish you could meet my brother. He is so handsome. He is so neat. He is so healthy if it wasn't for his cancer. And I go, okay. We have some work to do. So, stage two. Now we're going into acute inflammation. You know, it's the inflammation that we always have that's supposed to show up if we're healthy. This is going to have to come in here now. And then what do we start here? Your intestinal lining is now leaking into your bloodstream. You're going, can that be the leaky gut arena? You're stirring it up and starting it. Yes, it is. And that's just stage two going into stage three. Candida, yeast, toxins, overgrowth, constipation to diarrhea. They go, man, now I've got diarrhea, and then I have constipation. What's going on? You know, and so then you have to understand, are they really having diarrhea, or are they having a natural stool? People don't really know. You know, if they've been constipated before, and now they have a loose stool, they think they have diarrhea. Where it actually could be the right stool, right? Depending on what they eat. So, irritable bowel starts, ulcerative colitis starts, the beginning of fibromyalgia starts. You go, well, fibromyalgia, you can't help that. Well, I'm here to tell you there's a lot of people who will tell you they have. Now, so what do? Well, we increase our digestive enzymes. Remember, we're now in stage two. It has to be increased. Now, if you're having constipation and diarrhea, you're going to want to think about probiotics. So you know how Transformation has that basic product line where we say digestive enzymes, probiotics, protease, and then look to see what's left? Because some people will come in to see you with all kinds of complaints, but once they do this process, they start to get better. Now, cut back on sugar. They don't think they have to yet, but, you know, they do. And then hidden fats, bad fats, man-made fats. You know, take this, you'll lose weight, but of course you'll have really bad diarrhea. It's going to rob your whole system and start the process of leaky gut. Remember all the things we do to lose weight. Control stress. You go, well, control stress. Is stress inside my body, stress outside my body? You're stressed inside the body, and now your brain is going to be involved. Remember, we have two brains. Our first brain being our brain. Our second brain being our digestive tract. And sometimes which comes first, I was telling you about. You know, is it the digestive tract that creates stress in the brain, or the brain creating stress in the digestive tract? It's usually the other way around. And so this now is a little bit longer. It's 9 to 12 weeks. When you think about the 21-day increments, and I want you to think about that, based on psychoneuroimmunology years and years ago, is the body works in 21-day increments. You know, the first 21 days, the body goes, we'll see if they're really making a change, you know, because they don't trust you. And they know they're still going to have to try to make more acid or make more alkaline or make more what, because you're just all over the place. And then when they see that you're really doing this, the body, whole body adjusts. The second 21 days, the organs say, things are different. And now they begin to make a change. And I used to always love to say transformation happens because things change. Well, this is a place that we need to get things changing, but it's only step two. How many people come in to see you at this stage? But if you'll notice, it's a 9 to 12 week program. You know, unless they're going to change their diet and all the things that we've asked them to. So, if you haven't done that, and most people don't, because they just figure headache is normal. They just figure belching, burping, gas is normal. They think that, you know, all the things that they've experienced for so many years is normal. So they haven't changed. Now we're in three. What is three? Well, the energy at the cell is not being hindered, right? And you're not getting nutrients. They're not taking the digestive enzymes. They're not getting the nutrients to the cell. They're not having the energy of the cell. And so these poor eating and drinking habits that we have go into another problem area. And once our plasma, think about our plasma, once the plasma saturates our cells, what do you mean? Your red cells are in your plasma, right? You're thinking. Then you start losing energy and loss of electrons. Well, because we do dark field, we see that quite easily. You know, the cells will pop right off the screen, or you can see them fading out, or you can see them doing all kinds of interesting things. And, you know, it's a really good teaching tool, not that we can always do it in everybody's, in everybody's clinic, but it's a great teaching tool for the patient. You say you're losing energy, and then they see their cells fading away on the screen. You don't have to say too much more. Hello? You know, because we make cells. If we're adult, we have what? Around 100 trillion cells if we're big, okay? And then we lose how many cells? You know, in just every second, 28,000, you know? And that's waste that has to be carried away. So when you think about all this, your signals now are truly having a problem. this is where people say, well, I use hydrochloric acid. Well, the truth is, hydrochloric acid is good, but it's not getting a signal, and it's part of the signal system itself. So what do you do? Well, now you're going to have to use protease enzymes. So it was digestive enzymes with probiotics, and now we're thinking we need more digestive enzymes, we need probiotics, and we need protease. You know, with the meal, between meals, we need some protease. And this is the leaky gut stage. This is the true leaky gut stage where things are just dropping through. So you have your ratio of your ions and your electrical system now. You've got a short, all right? And then we can have the chronic fatigue. We begin to lose some of our minerals that we need. Potassium is one. And you know, potassium has everything to do with your heart. Too much potassium will stop your heart. Too little potassium, your heart you'll have a heart attack. So you have to know the minerals are important, but we also need to know where we start having some of these problems. Right here. Uh-oh, we have panic attacks. What do you do for panic attacks? Well, you're thinking the brain, but have you ever thought about the digestive tract first? Or the digestive tract and brain? So, hyperlipidemia, allergies, asthma, and this is just stage three. And these people are just thinking, they may come in and see you. They're just thinking about it because now they can't breathe as well. So we increase our digestive enzymes. We increase our probiotics. We may take them now, not just before bed, but before bed and first thing in the morning. And, you know, when I say systemic protease, I'm talking about TPP protease because formulated that to only work in the blood. So Purezyme will work in the blood and in the body, but when you take a look at the systemic, which is our TPP protease, it's going to go right through you. It's going to not pay attention to digestion because it doesn't slow down there. It's not needed there, and it goes to the blood. And we have that research. We've already done it with Bayer. So we know you can take protease on an empty stomach or with food, and it doesn't stop it from getting to the blood like really quickly. So that's for inflammation. Now we're going to have to start treating these people a little bit differently. You know, we can't say clean up your diet. Now we're going to have to start telling them exactly what they should eat for the process and the problem they've got going on. Well, what if you didn't change that? You know? And that's why we get so many people with leaky gut. It's so sad that we find babies, newborns, they have leaky gut. Why? Well, they can't digest the formula, right? They're not getting the breast milk. And if they are, maybe mama's got a lot of problems going on. You know, got to clean up mama. So if they're breastfeeding, we first clean up mama, and then we see if the baby needs anything. But it's amazing. And so my daughter, even though she lived to be 40 before they realized what her disease was, eosinophilic gastritis, you know, they told her she was supposed to pass at 3, she was supposed to pass at 5, she was supposed to pass at 10. You know, we had all these goodbyes, and she lived. And she's 53 today, so, you know, thank God. We knew what we were doing. We knew what stage Colleen was in, and we started backing her out. Now, stage 4, what if you did change it? What if your patient hasn't even come in to see you yet? And they're already in this stage, and they're just thinking, as I said, they're thinking about a doctor. Men never are, but women's thinking about it, you know? And then they're going to tell their husband, you need to go in, and they'll say, no, I won't, you know, all that stuff that you have to go through. So this is the leaky gut stage. And so you worked up to it. You created it. You did really good. You made it happen by just simply ignoring what we need to do for our bodies. So now we've got problems. We have metabolic problems. We have a problem getting rid of all those dead cells. And here's what enzymes do. Supplemental or those that you make Now, I'm not just talking digestive, I'm talking systemic. What they do is they help deliver things to the cell, then they take out the waste and get rid of it for you. So that's so very important right here. And there's an increased growth of bacteria because we have no waste removal system. It's not doing well. So the death of white is 25 trillion, I'm sorry. Red blood cells alone, 7 million die every second. And they're byproducts, they're waste, they're toxins. Carbon dioxide's got to be carried out. But they haven't even come to see you yet. They don't know why they're tired. They don't know why they're feeling bad. They don't know why they're having an allergy to almost every food that they eat, that they think of. Your buffering capacity of your body is now impaired. They're going to the store and they're buying things like Nexium or whatever. So what they do is they make sure that they cause their body to be so alkaline that their body can do nothing else but make acid. Because what if they let it happen, you wind up what? Having a heart attack. So there's this game, there's this balance that we do. And we have to address some of this. As practitioners, if you could just recognize what stage they're in, you could say, well, for sure, they're going to need an adequate amount of digestive enzymes with meals, maybe sometimes between. And why would they do that? They're still burping, belching, they didn't take enough. So to take some more. I mean, it's not going to kill you. It's actually going to assist you and do so many things like how to get rid of waste. And so now these stone-like formations are starting to happen. Joints, kidneys, gallbladder. You're a stone maker at this stage. You're a stone maker. And these trapped inorganic substances from poorly digested food. You say, well, I'm not sure my kidney stone is from food. Oh, come on. Is it uric acid? It's from protein. If it's calcium oxalate, it's from fats. Hello. Come on. Get it together. We can do something about these stone-making things, but we've got to go back and undo the damage. Now, 80% of our immune system, as I said, is in our digestive tract, so things are really starting to show up. And like I said, women are thinking about coming in at this for sure, because they're having some real problems. Now, anemia starts here. Now, a lot of people have more iron than they need. Not everybody in the United States is anemic. The chronic candida. Now we've got a real problem. There's growth. We can see it, we can feel it, whatever. Fibromyalgia, it's here now. They've created it. And when you think about chronic inflammation, Yes, chronic inflammation is... Chronic is immediate. No, acute. This is chronic. Okay, I'm going to get there. I haven't eaten. I will. So eczema, psoriasis, and people say, well, you can't get rid of skin issues. We even got rid of elephantitis. Now, did we do it in 2 days? Oh, absolutely not. Because they were in a bigger stage, a higher stage. We had to do a lot of cleanup work. So headaches, any kind of headaches. Some are clusters, some are tensions, some are migraines. Gallbladder pain. Remember, they started making stones. And anxiety disorders. It's more than just panic. They're in a state of upset most of the time. Because this is gut and brain related. So they think that most children that have a lot of diseases, it's all based on the fact that they don't have the right probiotics and they don't make their digestive enzymes correctly. We know most children's diseases because of an enzyme lack, of a very important metabolic enzyme, of course. So you start having, I'm having adrenal insufficiency, well then you're going to have a thyroid thing, follow that, because the adrenal and the thyroid work hand in hand. And we're only in stage four. How old do people have to be to get this? It has nothing to do with age. It has everything to do with your internal balance. So stage four, now you have to think about a balanced diet. You know, we were doing the the problem with the leaky gut, and then now you have to walk, but because some of you can't do weight-bearing exercise without undoing some things that you got going, now they need to have adequate rest and a possible 6-month program, depending on compliance. So if they're in 4, that could be a 6-month program. And you go, oh my gosh, I was telling them to be, you know, do it for 9 weeks, you'll be done. Well, it depends on where they are and what they have to undo, what they have to clean up. So now we have to have digestive enzymes at the meals or snack, protease enzymes with each meal. You go, why with the meal? It doesn't digest the anything that's in the meal that's protease, but it gets to the blood to start cleaning up. And then we want 6 caps or more of the systemic for sure to be cleaning up otherwise. And you go, well, my goodness, we only use 12 for things like disease. Yeah. But hey, you're halfway there. You're more than halfway there. So, and probiotic maybe 2 times a day, maybe 1 with each meal. It just depends on the person and what they're doing to clean up. So when we look at this and the inflammations and all the stuff that is happening, they're going beyond this. They're going into some areas where they can't revive. They can't readjust quickly. So, this is the onset of actual disease. Now women go into the doctor. They thought about it in number 4, and some of them might go in if they're really willing to make some changes. Probably not so much at 4, but they'll begin to make changes at 5, because now you can actually diagnose them with a condition. And so increased hardening of arteries or choking off of the oxygen and our blood supply is happening here. Tissues clump and break down, giving rise to skin eruptions. I'm going to talk to you for just a moment. My husband is one of the few people that's still alive with E. coli tissue eating bacteria. And he's been alive since September. And we've stopped having the sores, we've stopped having the eruptions, we've stopped having the pus shooting across the room. We've stopped a lot of things. You go, well, can you do that because the E. coli never goes away? Evidently. You know, I didn't have that to say, but now I can say it, evidently. Now, his will to live is strong if his body will hold out, right? And so I watch all this, and how do we change somebody like him around? Well, you saw him, and I came in to say, a lot of people go in to say goodbye, a lot of people go in to say they love him, you know. And Ken always says, I'm going home. You know, I'm going home. And so we'll see. Hopefully he can. But it takes not just the people caring for him, but Ken's willingness to stop doing some of the stuff he knows is working for him. And he's been doing that as of late. So these tissues that can break down, I mean, we're talking bad stuff here, nasty stuff. But now these are just the people that haven't got E. coli, but they have moles are starting to come out. You know, it isn't just a rash anymore, but now it's kind of eruptions that are a little bit different. The spots, you go, calloused feet, how could that be a big deal? Have you seen people that don't walk barefoot, but their feet are always calloused? Hello, they're in stage 5. Those are signs that we as practitioners sometimes don't pay attention to. But if you do, you'll be surprised at what that person will tell you. And the lymphatic system now is stagnant. So lymphedema, you know, all these things that are pretty awful. And it puts the body in oxidative stress and premature tissue aging. You know, and you go, well, lymphedema, a lot of people have that. A lot of people shouldn't have it. You know, that's another thing. They're holding too much fluid on their body. They're not, what, drinking enough water. They have a lot of things going on. Very painful stuff. You know, if you want to see lymphedema that will just shake you up, I know it's horrible, but I like to go on YouTube, you know. And yeah, I like the pimple stuff. But I also like to see the unusual stuff, you know. And when you know that people really do go through that, I mean, Susie will tell you, kids swole up like a toad. You know, they took 47 pounds of actual fluid off of his body in just a short time. You know, it's awful, the pain in people, the things they go through until they start changing these stages. So you're not going to get anybody cleaned up in 6 weeks that has this. You're just not. And to think that you can, then we're just, you know, we're just patting our back a little bit too hard. You know, the fact is, they're going to have to make changes. That's called compliance. And they have to know it's going to take a while. So they don't expect a change. They can feel different in a few days. They can feel different. But they still can be diagnosed with the condition until they get it taken care of. So stage 5, a pathological process. So here we are, where we are in the pathological process. And these signs and symptoms can affect the whole body. And the medical doctors here know we can do all the blood we want. We can do all the stuff we want, and it can come back normal. It can come back normal. But this person's got a problem. And you go, I'm so confused. So people or practitioners that use the body fluids to give them all their information, this is a stage that confuses them. Now, some can diagnose at this stage, there's no doubt about it. But when they look at all the different things, too much of it is normal, what we consider to be normal range. So women now know they have hormone problems, right? So now they come in and see you, don't they? Don't they? You know, but they're already here. You know, they got more than hormone problems. And so now you've got to change a whole lot of things. And they want your hormones to work on them immediately. And they want to have everything be perfect. They want to wake up princess. They don't know that there's, you know, that they could be pro. You know, so they don't know it yet. They just know that they feel off. So you say, what, prediabetes is here? Yeah. You know, diabetes is a bad thing, that's for sure. But this is stage 5. And how many doctors have said to people, you're pre-diabetic, you need to start paying attention? Because you know, they caused that. They didn't come in with diabetes, so they caused it. GERD, gout, you know, menopause, andropause, you know, the beginning of your bone breaking down, osteopenia, all these different things up here. We can call it whatever we want. And you go, hemorrhoids is until here? If you've got somebody with hemorrhoids, maybe you're not looking at somebody at stage 1. They may have been constipated, but we're talking to something else now here. We're talking about, you know, seeing a lot of things we don't want to see. Shingles. And I personally went through shingles, but I didn't know it. And it was in all my organs before they started doing tests, before it ever broke out. And it was like, boy, talk about feeling bad. You say, Dr. Ford, you let yourself get like that? Well, of course, because I was stressed, I was disappointed, I was angry. I went through a bad time in my life during then. And guess what? Your body will defend itself as long as it can. At that time, I had shingles in all my organs. I had bacterial pneumonia. I had viral pneumonia. I was in bed for 4 months, you know, and I sold the company to Susie because I didn't know if I was ever going to get out. You know, it was years ago, but it was a time that I went through and stress overwhelmed me. It was about my child. Now, for a weather, I can tell you, it'll get you good. And so, how do you come out of that? Well, I had to pull myself out. You know, I had to get out of bed, get up, and get back to work. You know, but Susie doesn't let you rest at all. I always tell her, I say, I'll do anything for you. You know, I'll fight for you. I'll walk about, you know, cross burning coals. Do not ask me to show up anywhere at 7:30. And she does anyways. She does anyways. You know, she's got to get it one of these days. I don't show up. But anyway, so what do we need now? Well, I did this for myself. Do you know, or you probably done it yourself, even though you're practitioners, when you don't feel good, do you rep everything up and start taking care of yourself? Or you get moody or you get down and you start not taking care of yourself. You know, so you have to be reminded, I've got to do something for this poor body, it's sick, and I got to do something, and so I increased everything. Now, this is when our other products come in. Notice that the base products will really work in most of these. That's why I always say, start with that, Doc, and then see what's left over, you know. And so this would be leftover stuff, things they would have to clean up. So you'd have to check their hormones, you'll have to check the adrenals, because that all goes together, does it not? Lymphatic massage, oh my goodness, they needed it before, but they certainly need it now. They need a consultation, they need someone to guide them. You know, this isn't you can do it yourself kind of stuff, unless you're a practitioner, and even then, you need another practitioner to remind you what you know. And walking, you go, what, walking just for 10 minutes? Listen, we're talking about problems in your, not only digestion, but in your respiratory, everything about you is all gone down. We still need rest, we still need fluid control. We need to consider the renewal diet. Now, I'm not gonna go over that with you right now, but it's in the book. And the renewal diet says that you eat several times a day like a grazer. And then you take enzymes, and I tell you exactly which ones to take. Because, see, I know you're in this. You're in this, okay? So are you starting to see, I know I'm probably being so base that you're going, I'm so bored. But do you not see that this is created by your patient before they come in? And you have to get them to take care of themselves. You can't just, you know, I wish we had a magic wand that we could just go, poof, you know, and you're well and you're healthy and you're beautiful and you are that princess. But we don't. Now, this is a 6 to 9 month program. So they say, well, how long will I be seeing you? You know, you can make it shorter by doing what you're supposed to. But you need to look at it. This is what I'm guessing, you know, just because of experience. So, they didn't do it. Or they're starting to come in and you've got a place and things are coming back and some of the blood work and all that is falling into a place that almost looks normal because we have a range, right? So, now we've given away to degenerative disease. You know, now there truly is. We only have 11 systems in our body, people. And the other 10 require the digestive tract to help give them what they need. I don't know if you've thought of that. But now we're talking about all the stages. They're in trouble. It can be whatever stage. It can be respiratory. It can be your bones. It can be whatever. But the skeletal, but it's all going to be in a problem area. And so we know that the good and bad bacteria in the colon is certainly out of balance and in the digestive tract as well. And now get what they're doing there. They want to live on your villi. No, this isn't leaky gut. You've been through it. You're still dead. It's other things. And now they're competing the bad bacteria with the good bacteria. I had someone ask me a question, which I'm always amazed at the questions, and I just try to think of a logical answer. And here, a lot of the companies that have probiotics put a lot of sugar in the probiotics, trying to make them grow. But see, you have no control over what grows. It's hello. Do I want that? I don't think so. And so now everybody has 75 different probiotics, and you do this, and you'll be beautiful, and your hair will be black or blonde, whatever you are. And it never happened to me, obviously. So it's like, well, what do you do? What do we do at this stage? Well, everything's in competition. And now people say, when did we ever have gluten intolerance? You know, we what's going on with that? Well, we know some of it's the GMOs and the other things that we are ingesting, and some of us don't even know it. But here is where nobody can handle a lot of the grains. You're going to blow up like a toad. You know, you're going to feel miserable. And it's because of the bacteria that's in our body that's taken over this all pretty much bad bacteria. You have to learn to understand the probiotics, which ones help good bacteria to grow, which ones will just let anything grow, good, bad, or ugly. So, and then we now know that excess cholesterol may be converted to some bacterias that is estrogen-like. And so the men have their men boobies and all the different things that's happening. And you go, well, they're drinking out of the wrong kind of plastic. Not necessarily. They may have cleaned it up. This is all a problem that's going in with their body. And now the women are getting estrogen that is the wrong estrogen for them to have. And so we've got some real issues. Let's see, we're in stage six. We have degeneration. We're not rebuilding. We're degenerating. So, cellular starvation. You've heard that before. Disease progression. All the major symptoms have dysfunctions. Excretion of the toxic leg mucus erupts from the wounds, boils, fistulas. You know, canker, AIDS, herpes simplex. You go, herpes simplex, that should have been earlier. Well, is it? So think about that. Think about that. What does the body have to be doing to be able to have some of these situations? Well, we're not getting rid of toxins, we're not getting rid of waves. And you say, every time I get stressed, I get a sore. You know, I remember that when my daughter was in the hospital and she was fighting for her life, and the doctors would walk in to see her and come over to see me because I had this huge cold sore on my face. And they would go, oh my goodness, you know. And I couldn't like wear a Band-Aid on it. And you know, what did stress do that to me? Of course. But I was here. It's just a few years later I had cancer. You know, so think about that. Other symptoms in the stage are hormonal involvements. And of course we think about insulin. People don't think about insulin as a hormone, but you know, practitioners do, right? So you say dementia? Of course, dementia. And, you know, people say, well, that has nothing to do with the gut. Oh, yeah, it does. It has everything to do with the gut. Just read the new information, the research that they're doing at the universities, very much so. Now you've got yourself, you now have diabetes. Congratulations. And now we have to do something for it, you know. But you say, well, this is, I would have thought that would come up earlier. Not really. Your body had to get into a degenerate or a very toxic situation for some of these things to happen. Remember, the ulcerative colitis and all that was showing up in earlier stages, but now you have to have treatment. Hepatitis, A, B, and C. You say, well, can anybody have all three? Yeah. Yeah. Scleroderma, osteoporosis, you know, MS. And you say, well, MS has showed up earlier. Not really. Your body had to get in this condition. You know, we had five people with MS working in transformation at one time. You know, and they're doing very, very well. But what did they do? They had to change the way they lived their life. And they had to seek medical help. They're all doing very well. So, now you actually have disease. You've gotten there. And so, what do we take? Oh my goodness. How many digestive enzymes do we need? If you needed, you know, 3 to 5 in the first stage, what do you need here? Well, that's why we have TPP Digest. So you don't have to take a whole bunch. But then again, if the body's so stressed, what we're going to be looking at today, you're going to see that maybe you're going to have to get super. And like I said, we have someone that's going to teach that. So now I want supplemental protease 2 at each meal, plus our digestive enzymes. Well, why not? Look at the shape this person is. Probiotics may be increased, and they may have to be taken with each meal. Wow. Calming products. She'll be teaching that. And, you know, sleep has gone beyond. You know, people aren't getting enough sleep. They're waking up too many times during the night. I did last night, watching the clock so I wouldn't sleep in. You know, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. Suzanne's up, I might as well get up. I don't know how she does it, but she does it. And then we think about the detox things that we've got to get, make sure that they, this is where the other stuff comes in that we might need to support. Other things you might have in your tool chest that you like to use. So besides a lifestyle change, a psychological workup should be ordered or thought about or talked about. They should be on the renewal like I was talking, but now they can only walk. They're really bad shape. They're going to go, well, I'm going to run out and start running. Well, yeah, they're going to fall flat on their face. They're going to have a lot of problems. And so you want them to be smart. You want them to do this, but you want them to be smart. A quiet environment. Wow, do I love that. In fact, I live alone with my dogs, and I really find myself to be quite humorous. I laugh. I talk to myself. When I get with real people, I'm going to have to settle down. But again, the fluid is still important. And what do we say? With your enzymes, take at least 8 ounces of water. Why? Because they started working. You're supposed to. So quiet time, healthy environment. And now we're looking at a year. 9 months to a year of trying to get them into a place where they're going to be better. So don't get somebody with diabetes too and say, well, I can have you up and running in 6 weeks. It's going to take them a time to change their environment and what they need to do to get well. Okay, finally, I'm almost done. How much time do I have?
You got 5 minutes.
Okay, well, I did this pretty fast. I'll say, hey, Dr. Cooley, you know, you're going to die. What can I say? Unless you change what you're doing. So here we are. We're in the seventh stage. And this is where the cells really can no longer renew themselves. They've been struggling to try to do that. They've been trying to stay up with the ways. And this is truly Alzheimer's. Because the cells suffer the damage. They're robbed of the nutrients. We have beyond cellular problems, tumors, the cancers, all that. And we know that things cross our blood-brain barrier. And the invasion of the tumor cells, think about this. You know, I know that you probably have, and you've probably read some of our work. But when we think about it, you know, here's where 90% of cancer deaths happen. Because it's moving around. It's moving everywhere around. How do you stop it? It took me a while. It didn't happen overnight. And so they cover themselves with a fibrin. It's like a protein covering, if you want. And they disguise themselves so they appear just like your body. Because what's the most important thing for your body to handle is proteins. It's protein. And so they hide in this glue-like stuff, and they can't be recognized. But I don't know if you understand that they then wander around. They're looking for a place to stick, our weakest place, whatever it is. So they get in and stick. And then they suck from the good cells all the nutrients and build themselves up bigger. And so when I say we have death at the cells, we do at that time. They are so smart. Well, first of all, let's talk about the trademark. They have a trademark or a cell marker, and they can mark their spot. And you can think that's where the cancer is and be fooled. They've moved on to another organ. And even after the cell is destroyed, that trademark can stay. And they go, well, we're trying to find out where it is next, and, you know, and things, and we're doing this test, and we're doing that test, and they're so smart, this false trail they have, they can be undisturbed, so they can travel all around and suck the life out of healthy cells. They literally have a fibrin protease hand, and you can see it on some of the teaching tools. And it can go in and penetrate a cell and suck everything out, and that cell just pops off the screen. The more cancer cells that invade our body, of course, they take over our immune system. Sounds very depressing. Let's not get here, you know. But if you have someone that is, see it for what it is, you're going to have to take a while and they have to change. There's 150 different types of cancer. They all have their own personality. But they all have their glue-like covering, I can tell you, and they get around. They believe that poor digestive conditions lead to cancer. 80% of cancers start the digestive tract. That's what they're willing to say now. The body needs more systemic proteolytic enzymes traveling in our blood. Now, how many digestive enzymes do we need? A lot. And you go, why do you need so many? Have you been listening? it just takes a lot more because there's a whole lot of damage. There's a lot of cleanup. If anything else, think about it as cleanup. And then it says that the proteases ingested orally will help regulate our cytokines and our inflammation and what have you. And it helps break apart the cancers. Now, Dr. Mamadou wrote for Transformation years ago a really nice white paper on tumor cells and how we can get rid of them. And of course, he talked about, and he's an enzymologist, and he was with Transformation for a long time, maybe coming back for a little bit. He's my buddy, so we kind of travel together. Now, recommendations. You know, it depends on what they understand about their cancer. So, you know, they need to be educated to know what their cancer is, you know, where it is. And then they really need to be educated on what their choices are that may not be working for them. And there has to be a change. Now, in a lot of the cancer institutes, they're sending out books on forgiveness. They want you to read the book before you even come into the institute, because they want you to look at all the people that you need to forgive. Because the one thing I have been able to do in my practice is almost pinpoint when their cancer started by the biggest disappointment or anger. Disappointment's a bad one. And then you know why everything kind of tumbled like it did. They have to address that. They have to address it. You have to look at what your weaknesses are, whether it be internal, external, what we believe, how we think. And this is an 18-month program. Depending on compliance, it could be a couple of years. Depends on the person. So how much? Well, I like to give at least 3 systemic proteases 4 times a day. The reason why you do them not all at one time, you do them during the day so it can keep working and keep carrying that stuff away. When we say we have 400 HUT, we mean that those proteases in that product, and we don't have a way of changing everything over. We don't have the evaluation of what some of the other proteases do in time. But we're saying that that one capsule will work 400,000 times before it stops. 400,000 times. I want you to take 3 of them. I want you to take them 4 times a day. And that's why. Can you take too many? No, but you can take too few if you really want to make a difference. And you go, well, but this is a medical problem. Honey, it's a problem in medicine, but it's in life. It's in our lifestyle. And to really live, to really recover, you've got to change your lifestyle, even possibly to your beliefs. So we've pretty much gone here. So I want you to understand that I did this not because I think you're stupid. I did this because I want you to kind of categorize things so that you know the timing that you're looking at. If a person comes in to see you, like I've had, and they insult my intelligence, and all the things that they like to do, you know, I can honestly say to them that I really do believe this. This man that came and said, I'm not going to give up my scotch, and I'm not going to give up my red meat. But what do you think about that? I said, I think you're wasting my time. You know, but he actually stayed. He actually did. He's actually alive today. This was 18 years ago. So disease is not bound to happen. It's not bound to happen. We're not a victim. We weren't in the wrong place the wrong time, unless it was something that was a disappointment and and a wound deep inside of us. We have to give appreciations of life-giving food. And I didn't have to go say organic food, organic food, organic food. You know I mean organic food, right? And don't tell me it's too expensive. My dog's on it, okay? It, you know, it depends on what we value in life. Rejuvenation, it can happen, but it's going to take time. So just to read this to you, it's not my saying. For all healing, mental or material, is attuning each atom of our body, each reflex of the brain forces, to the awareness of the divine that lies within each atom and each cell of our body. So I want you to keep that in mind as you move forward. Thanks.